Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We've all heard it before. If you don't like the weather we're having right now, hang around. It'll change before you know it. UK Extension forage specialist Gary Lacefield on how that's played out this year in forage crops.
For example, this late winter, early spring, we got off to the quickest start we've ever in my career gone. There was people who harvested and baled alfalfa hay in March this year, and I've never seen that in my career. I talked to my mentor, Warren Thompson, who's 92, and he's been around a lot. He said he had never seen that. So we got off to a very early, rapid start, but then things went downhill in a hurry.
And that's what we'll talk about a little today in terms of dealing with the heat and lack of moisture, in this case, in keeping cattle fed as efficiently as possible.
When we're in a short situation, I think we need to stretch this feed supply as long as we can, and that's why allocating an amount of feed that they can utilize in a period of time and then let them utilize that and move them to another, that'll give us more days before we start having to feed hay, and then when we do, we won't have to feed as much.
Of course, the far western Kentucky counties have been hit the hardest, with some communities 8 to 9 inches below normal in rainfall. Hopefully, those locations have already or will get some relief soon. In the meantime, Lacefield says close pasture management and rotational grazing will help stretch available feed sources. We'll be right back.
Hey, race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and 3 daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart, because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
Back with Extension forage specialist Gary Lacefield on dealing with the dry weather. He says some producers have already been forced to feed hay. For those set up to do rotational grazing, they're in a better position. He says to say most producers have rotational grazing systems in place would be incorrect, but he is seeing a growing number doing that, and it's paying off for them.
And in terms of years like we've had this year, people who do have a good rotational grazing system do not start suffering from the lack of feed during a drought nearly as quick as those who do not. In other words, we do utilize what we're producing much more efficiently, and we don't run out as quick. And a lot of people have learned from that's another advantage of rotational grazing beyond those that we traditionally talk about when we're not in a drought stress.
In the meantime, we'll keep hoping for rain. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.